on them, and you know, because the wheels had to turn easily for the animals to pull them, the wagons and the buggies and carriage and everything like that. But they were cleaned up and fresh axle grease put on. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that in years.
If you got that on your hands, the grease on your hands, you say your hands were.
They were just dirty. They were greasy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And it took, you'd have to use kerosene or something like that, gasoline, kerosene or something to get it off sometimes. Mm-hmm. Oh, soap just wouldn't cut it off. Or you use lye soap.
I still do use gasoline when I get something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And paint. You have to use kerosene or something to get paint off. I mean, we were great for painting things. Ooh, we started the suit of furniture one time, and I mean to tell you, when we got through with that suit of furniture, we swore we'd never take on a job like that again. When we started, it was fun, you know. Painted it white, ruined it. A good oak suit of furniture. Oh, Mama sure was good about letting us do things.
That oak, I guess, you did ruin that if you painted it over that oak. Well,
we wanted white furniture, so we painted that good oak furniture white. Now, of course, folks would take it off and be proud just like that. That's got all that stain on it and all that dark varnish and stuff. That wood is really beautiful. That's oak. It's pretty oak. But it's so covered up, you can't tell it.
Mm-hmm. Talking about cars, used to on the tires, inside the tire you'd have a boiler
inner tube.
I don't guess they have any
tubeless tires. I guess maybe some heavy equipment may still use tubes.
Used to swim.
You don't even have to take the tires off of the wheels if you have a flat tire. Mm-hmm. They got a little thing they put in there and fill it with that, and then got a little thing they stick in it. If it's got a nail in it, pull the nail out. Don't even take the tire off the car. Stick it in there, and it shoots the rubber. Oh, I've seen them fix mine a couple of times.
We used to go out and play in the water in those inner tubes all the time.
It was inner tubes.
Use them clothes.
Sure. Yeah. Don't even have them now.
It would be hard to come by one. Say if you were, you know, down in Mobile and they had a big ship and they were just going to put it out to sea, you said they did what? They
launched it?
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, you told me you had been on several ocean cruises, haven't you?
I've been on ocean liners. They're Britannic and they're Aquitania.
Did you, when you were coming up, did you ever go on boats around the river here?
Sure, we went to Mobile on the boat a number of times. And see, the boat would come, it would stop here on the way back to Mobile, coming from Montgomery. They'd make round trips, friend. Sometimes they couldn't go to Montgomery from Selma because there were sandbars. The river wasn't deep enough. But they always could get to Selma. And you'd take a week's trip. You'd go down on the boat and stay in Mobile two or three days while they were loading and unloading the boat, and then loading it back and resupplying it, you know, filling it up with food and everything. And we'd stay in Mobile that time, and then we'd get on the boat. It was about a week's trip.
Did y'all ever own small fishing boats or like rowboats or things like that?
Don't ever remember one being in the family.
Oh.
Don't ever remember the boys wanting one. They swam, of course, in swimming pools. Mm-hmm. We always had swimming pools in Selma.
Well, you
public swimming pools.
Yeah, they had them in Montgomery too, that closed in.
I know.
Mid-50s.
Built a nice one out there close to the stadium and used it, I think, and maybe it was used 2 years, and then of course they had one for the Negroes in East Elma, nice one. But then when they had to integrate, well, the one out here, the city pool,